Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Russia's military is slowly gaining ground in its offensive in eastern Ukraine. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports that includes its assault on the key city of Severodonetsk.
Severodonetsk is the last major city in the Luhansk region still in Ukrainian hands. But Ukraine's grip on the city appears to be slipping. After weeks of shelling and rocket fire, Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have now entered the city and that there is fighting in the streets. If Russia were to take Severodonetsk, it would give the Kremlin, in essence, full control of the Luhansk region, one of Moscow's objectives. Luhansk, along with the region of Donetsk, make up the bigger area known as the Donbas. And it is in the Donbas that the heaviest fighting of Ukraine's war with Russia is now taking place. Ryan Lucas, NPR News. The Donbas in eastern Ukraine.
President Biden met today with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell as the administration works to combat record high inflation. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports today's meeting was the first since Powell was renominated and confirmed to lead the central bank for a second term.
President Biden says he will respect the independence of the central bank as it works to bring down inflation, which is likely to include a series of interest rate hikes before the end of the year. The meeting comes as consumer prices continue to soar in the U.S., with gasoline hitting record highs. Biden says his administration is also working to ease the supply chain, which has been plagued by numerous problems in recent months, including pandemic-related lockdowns in China.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. New York Governor Kathy Hochul and state legislative leaders have agreed on a package of gun control measures. Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio reports those measures include a ban on the purchase of assault-style weapons by anyone under the age of 21.
The package would also require that anyone who wants to purchase a semi-automatic rifle in New York State first obtain a license. The gunman in Texas and the alleged shooter in Buffalo were both 18 and had recently purchased AR-15s. A similar law in California was struck down by a federal appeals court, but Governor Hochul says that won't deter her.
I'm not going to let my fear of losing a court case to stop me from what I think is correct for New Yorkers and will protect them.
Other bills set for passage would make it illegal to buy bulletproof vests, except for people who are in law enforcement or other related professions. For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Albany.
If this past weekend is any guide, it could be a difficult summer for travelers. U.S. airlines were forced to cancel more than 2,800 flights over a five-day stretch, including the Memorial Day weekend, due to bad weather in some areas, along with crews calling in sick. Delta Airlines, which is generally among the top performers, had the worst record among the major airlines, with more than 800 flights canceled between last Thursday and Monday. Stocks lost ground today on Wall Street, the Dow down 222 points. This is NPR. The summit of the Americas is just a week away, and it is still unclear if Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador will be attending. Senior officials from President Joe Biden's administration are playing down the guessing game, insisting the gathering in Los Angeles could be a success either way. But the absence of Latin America's second most populous country, not to mention a top U.S. trading partner, would be a significant blow to a summit that has already suffered from disagreements before it even starts. Rafael Nadal beat number one player Novak Djokovic in an astounding four-hour, four-set match decided in a tiebreak at nearly 1:30 in the morning Paris time. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the astounding match between arch-rivals took place in the quarterfinals of the French Open.
Monumental, colossal, historic, screamed the French announcers as Nadal beat Djokovic by winning a fourth-set tiebreaker. The 13-time Roland Garros champion, also known as the King of Clay, played so amazingly despite recent injuries that sportscasters after the match said they had nothing to critique. An emotional Nadal spoke to the crowd in French at Central Court Philippe Chatrier.
Merci, merci, merci.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, he told them, calling the French Open and its fans the most special place of my life. Nadal now advances to the semifinals. His parting message to the crowd, see you in 2 days. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. Oil down 40 cents a barrel to end the session at $114.67 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.